Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national B2B training call. This morning is Monday, December 16th, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. And let me just tell you, we are in for a big treat this morning. We have got a phenomenal call lined up. We have got several speakers who have joined us from all over North America this morning. And we've asked them just to share a little bit of some of their recent successful experiences that they've had. And I'm just so excited. There's so much that we can learn from others, and that's exactly what this morning's call is all about, is trying to pick out the little nuggets that help someone earn these successes that so many of us have seen and are seeing, and so I'm excited to get to our speakers this morning. I want to start just with a couple of quick announcements. We do have a couple of webinars that have just been added to our back office. So if you go to successteamworld.com, and if you log in to the Associate Access, and then go to Webinar Trainings, it's right there under the Training tab, Webinar Trainings. You're going to see we've added a couple of new webinars. Creating a Successful 2020 Game Plan is a webinar that I did a little over, well, I guess it's almost 2 weeks ago now, for LegalShield, for all of LegalShield. And then we've also added Leave Nothing to Chance that Mr. Scott Brooks did for the entire company back in November. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal training. And so I would definitely encourage you, if you did not have a chance to listen to those, definitely encourage you to check those out. And especially Scott Brooks' training, if you've got an enrollment coming up, if you've got an enrollment anywhere on your books right now, take some time to listen to his training. It's absolutely worth it. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal training, and so excited to be able to share that with our team. Eventually, those will be on LS Engage. We send those to LegalShield, but it just takes them a little bit longer to get them up than it does us. So I'm grateful that we're able to share that with you, and definitely encourage you to check those out. We've got a lot of exciting things happening right now. I mean, we are mid-December. I know we've got the holidays just around the corner. Christmas is next week, and I can't believe that 2019 is already coming to an end. But guess what? Whether I can believe it or not, whether you and I are ready or not, it's coming, and 2020 is just around the corner. Of course, we're going to be joining a lot of our associates in Orlando that first weekend in January. I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be exciting. We've got an event that Friday evening, the welcome dinner that I'm looking forward to seeing many of our associates at. And then we're preparing for the Dallas Convention coming up the first weekend in April. Definitely check that out on the events page in our back office. That's the little calendar icon. That's something that needs to be on our radar right now. You know, we could wait. We could start talking about that in March. But I know what people are going to say. They're going to say, well, it's short notice. That's why we're talking about it in December. We're 4 months away from that, but I'm telling you, or 3.5 months, I guess, but I'm telling you right now is the time to be ready for to be getting ready for it. Make sure that you're registered. Make sure that you have your travel plans. It's not like Dallas is going to run out of hotel rooms, but preparing right now is going to mean the difference of staying close to the event or having to drive 20 minutes in. So make sure that you're getting your reservations ready, your travel prepared, because that will be a phenomenal event. From the B2B side of our business, We have got some incredible B2B trainings that are going to be taking place. I'm working on that with the corporate office, putting those trainings in place. And let me just tell you, I get to see that a little bit behind the scenes. It is phenomenal. This will be the best B2B training that we've had at a national event, I'm going to say ever. I'm just so looking forward to the B2B training that we've got. Of course, there's training from both sides of our business, the team building side as well, at those big national events. But for those who are focused on going out and writing group business, B2B business, going into companies and offering LegalShield and IDShield as voluntary benefits, you are really in for a treat coming up in Dallas. So make sure that we are getting ready for that. Again, we have got several folks lined up this morning to speak with us, and I'm so excited to present these folks to you. All of them have something in common. They've had a recent success in offering Legal Shield and ID Shield as a voluntary employee benefit. And so that could be a success with a decision maker. That could be a successful enrollment. It could just be a successful day in prospecting. And we've kind of handpicked a few folks. There are obviously a lot of folks that we could have called on. Many of you are on the call probably thinking, well, I had a story that I could have shared as well. And we want to hear from you as well. I love featuring these types of success stories. I will preface it by saying that certainly all of those who share this morning could also share plenty of times where things did not go perfectly. They could share about days that they've prospected and not set up an appointment. They could share about decision makers that they met with where it didn't materialize into an enrollment. I remember a training that Chris Evans did a while back where he talked about, and it was kind of the same thing. He featured several people, but they were failure stories. And his point was, we talk a lot about the successes, which I think is good, and I want to celebrate success, but we definitely don't want to give the impression that our leaders, that are top producers, that everything they touch is gold, that they never have failures, that they never have experiences that they wish would have gone differently. And the reality is everyone that you're going to hear from this morning could absolutely share that side of the coin as well. But this morning, maybe it's just that we're in a good mood and the holiday spirits, but we're going to focus on some of these recent successes. Part of this is I hope that it gives you and I a little extra motivation to do a little bit more activity today and this week, that we're reaching out knowing that the market is receptive to what we offer. But then part of it as well, what can we learn from their successes? What nuggets can we pick out of what they share that we can go and apply to our business? That's the whole purpose of this call, is listening to people who have had success and being able to pick up little nuggets here and there that we can apply to make our business a little bit better. We're going to start by going to Glasgow, Kentucky this morning. We've got Miss Amber Wolf who's going to share one of her successes. We are so excited to hear from her. Amber is absolutely fantastic. She works with Adam and Alicia Thompson on Jim Tanner's organization and is just an incredible resource to our team. She's got a lot of great energy, and we're excited to hear from her. So, Amber, thank you for joining our call this morning, and we're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Riches. I appreciate that introduction. Again, my name is Amber Wolf. I have been in Legal Shield for 6 months now, and most recently I had an enrollment with the company. Of course, I had the DM meeting. During that DM meeting, the DM decided to also bring in his head of HR, and then following that, they hadn't really made a decision, so it took a couple weeks of following up with them, finding out the best day and time to follow up with them. Once I followed up with them a couple of times, we did actually set a date, and then like the day before the date of the enrollment, they had to cancel because they ended up needing to go out of town for something that was unforeseen for their business. But I got in contact with them the following day, and they went ahead and rescheduled for the same day the following week. When I got there, we had already discussed, you know, everything that they wanted to do as far as payroll or payroll deduction or self-pay. They had decided that they were going to opt with self-pay. But then once I got there and went through the presentation, they decided that they wanted to do a fringe. So they decided that the company wanted to pay for all of their employees to have this benefit. But what was funny about that is that I had, because we had already discussed that during the enrollment presentation, I was like, so everybody that wants to get started with their membership today, you are going to be able to, and I'll go ahead and take those applications. And then the owner said, no, I want everybody to turn their applications into me. So from this side of it, I didn't really know what that meant. I did feel like we had good rapport. I did feel like the presentation was, you know, a 7 or an 8 out of 10 because, I mean, I've been doing this for 6 months, so that's my bell curve that I grade myself on, I guess. And so he was like, well, just follow up with me later today. So I did make that follow-up, and he was like, okay, I'll tell you what, just come in the following Tuesday, and then I'll let you know how we're going to do things. So I did as he asked, came in the following Tuesday, and got everybody's applications. Turns out that everyone submitted an application, and he also got the Small Biz 50 plan because I never go to a DM meeting where they can qualify for a small business plan that I don't at least offer it and let them know it's an opportunity out there for them. And so I just wanted to share with you my recent success today or recently, and hopefully that will help you to carry through in moments that, you know, maybe it's touch and go and you're not entirely sure what's happening, as long as you have gone through the process and you followed all the steps that Legal Shield tells you to take and you're following up and all that good stuff. So I appreciate it so much. Thank you again, Mr. Riches, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
Well, Amber, thank you very much. What a fantastic example there. I know that those kinds of experiences can be scary, right, where you're expecting to collect the paperwork and then all of a sudden you're like, the decision maker says, no, 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 and you did a great job staying calm, not freaking out, and just letting that play out. And it ended up being a very, very positive experience, as you shared. So thank you very much for sharing that, Amber. Congratulations to you. We're going to take the call out to the state of Colorado, where we've got standing by Mr. Evan Westensko. You're going to get a little bit of a spoiler alert because Evan just recorded last week this experience for the Group Scoop, which will be released later today. But you know what? You're part of the success team, so we want to give you a little bit of foresight on things. So, Evan, thank you very much for joining us. We always enjoy hearing from you, and I'd love for you to take a few minutes and share the story here about your recent experience with the group.
Thanks, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
Good. Good morning, success team. It's good to be with you on this call. I think I've only missed this call 3 times in the 4.5 years I've been in the business. What I do today is different than what it would have been if I weren't on this call every Monday, so I'm happy to be with you. I had a couple of things happen in November that, one, it was a first that had ever happened to me, and second, it was a reminder of a critical issue that we all need to be aware of. I had been calling on a healthcare company in Pueblo, Colorado, which is about 1.5 hours south of me. My first contact was in May of 2016, and I think it was only my second or third call, and I got a DM meeting. So I was pretty excited because there were 200 people in the company. I drove down and went to the healthcare company, and when I got there, I was told that the HR person that I was expecting to meet with couldn't make it, and she had a marketing guy come and meet with me. I went ahead with the DM meeting, and it went well, although Mike has taught me that a DM meeting is not great unless you schedule an enrollment during that meeting. I became acutely aware of that. Well, I wasn't able to do that because he wasn't a decision maker. And so I kept calling, and I felt like they went into the witness protection program. I called monthly, basically, for over 3 years. And in November, what I thought was the HR manager answered the phone. And she knew what I was about. She told me she knew what we did for their employees and that she thought it would be valuable. And she would be happy to schedule an enrollment, but I was going to hate her for it because it was going to be a 12-hour day. I told her that would be fine. She let me know that she needed to prove that every single employee had an opportunity to hear the presentation, and she needed proof of it. So I explained that we could have them fill out at least their name on a membership application and put no if they weren't interested, and that way we'd have a record of everyone. So she told me I would need to be there at 6 in the morning. I would need to attend 12 one-hour meetings with 10 to 15 people in each meeting. And she would give me 15 minutes in each one of those. I was more than happy to do that. But I insisted that she let me come down and meet with her because I had never met with her. That was the first time I'd ever spoken to her. And so she accepted that, and I did go down for a DM meeting where I found out she was the CFO. They don't have an HR manager. She played that role. And she set up an enrollment for her staff in her office on the 15th of January and my marathon day on the 20th. And again, reinforced that she needed proof that every single person had access to it. So it was the first for me where I set up an enrollment on a telephone conversation, which was basically the first one I'd had with her. And second, it reminded me to never give up. I actually took them off my initial contact list for a few months, and I'm so glad I put them back on and kept calling. So hope that helps motivate some of you to call until you get a no. Have a great day. Thanks very much.
Evan, that is a fantastic story. And listen, I just could not agree more. That's a question that I get repeatedly over and over and over again. People ask, how long do I keep calling? And I think you hit it right on the head. You call until you get a no. I mean, I just love what Evan said there. Isn't he so glad that he put them back on his follow-up list? So many people would have stopped calling. After a month, some people would stop calling. Certainly after 6 months, and for sure after a year. But 3 years later, he gets this decision maker, the CFO, on the phone, and sets up an enrollment right on the phone. And you're 100% right. That's not common to set up an enrollment on the phone without meeting somebody. And I really like Evan's move on that, where he insisted to go down and meet with her too, just to make sure that everything is set up properly for the enrollment. And you know, what a great smart move. I love how she said, you know, you're going to hate me because we want you to do all these different meetings with 10 to 15 employees. I think back a couple of weeks ago to what Chris Evans said, like, that's the ideal enrollment. If you've got, you know, a larger group to meet with, you want to meet with smaller groups of employees. That's where we get the best response. So, Evan, congratulations to you. Looking forward to hear the follow-up to that next month as you enroll that company. And thank you very, very much for being on the call this morning and sharing that. That is absolutely fantastic. Let's go to the state of Ohio now. We've got standing by two individuals, actually, from Ohio, but we'll start up in Toledo, Ohio, with Mr. Mike Scott, who we've heard from on this call before. But I'll tell you what, he's got a story that he's going to talk about, a recent enrollment that he did with Ms. Linda Pitt, who we're also going to be able to hear from this morning. And so, Mike, with that, we're excited to hear from you. Thank you very much for taking of your time this morning to share, and we'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
Great. Thanks, Mike. I'm happy to do it. So I'm not going to get too much into the DM meeting and the likes like that because I really wanted to get into kind of the core of what I want to talk about, and that was bringing a trainer in. And just to kind of set it up, I was always really hesitant to bring a trainer in because you're giving up part of your revenue. But as you'll see with this, as I go through it, that it was well worth it. So let me set up the sale a little bit. First of all, I know several of the principals of the company. So this was a warm market lead for me to get in. And essentially, I went in and just wanted to get referrals. I wasn't really looking at – I was soft selling getting into their company, but more so, hey, how can you help me get other referrals? And I got a ton of them out of them. So and then also, you know, they had me call into their company and talk with their HR person. So this is the largest construction and consulting firm in the Northwest Ohio and Southern Michigan area. It's also a national firm, so they do construction all over the place. It's one of the largest firms in the country. So they have four divisions dealing with construction, energy, facilities management, construction management. And overall, they've got about 1,200 employees. But what they made available to me was nearly 400 employees and their professional staff. And I have to say, thanks to the tutelage of Mike Riches and Linda Pitt, we were able to get this set up as a payroll deduct with an opt-in and out only during qualified events, so meaning open enrollment and changes in life. So this is a year-long commitment from the folks. So they can't get a couple months into it and decide that they can't afford it or something like that. So so it secured it for the entire year. What we did is we presented at four open enrollment meetings over 2 days. So one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and it was different locations that we went to for that. And again, I have to be honest, I was a bit nervous because of some of the previous enrollments, which I had some lackluster results. So right now I've got about 20 groups under my belt and three others that produced no sales, so I really wasn't able to bring them in as a company. So I'm real comfortable prospecting, although admittedly I don't do enough of it, and Mike will attest to that. But I do consider myself pretty darn good with the DM meetings. In fact, my stats show that I close about half of those during the first meeting and only have a few that probably won't take it to the next level. So this has a lot to do with the fact that I deal almost exclusively in warm leads. So I talked with Mike Riches about how to handle the open enrollment presentations and my fear about if I was going to be able to carry the water, so to speak. So, and that's when he suggested bringing in a trainer and using Linda Pitt. And I have to tell you, and I'd tell you this even if Linda wasn't on the phone, but Linda was just invaluable. She put together a PowerPoint, which, by the way, she gave me editorial privilege. So I didn't change anything on it because I didn't see that it needed to be changed. But all along the way, I never felt like I had lost control of the process. She didn't come in and take over. She came in and augmented. She was there to teach and assist. So the open enrollment meetings were voluntary, and the client told us that they usually have about 25 or so in the first two meetings, and then it dropped off to 10 or so for the last two meetings. So Mike and Linda suggested advertising a $100 gift card raffle for all attendees. So if they came, they received a raffle ticket, and that really drove up attendance, which I'll talk about here in a second. And as a quick side note, Linda had to drive through a raging snowstorm, and I use raging in quotes, because in southern, being a southern Ohio person as Linda is, any snow is bad snow. So they cancel school if they mention snow down there. So, and I'm sure I'll hear from Linda about that. So, but word spread about the giveaway and how great the products were and what we were offering. And we had a lot of questions and discussions during and after the presentation. So all in all, we had about 120 people at all four sessions, and the HR people were very happy with the turnout, the compliments they received on bringing new and timely products to the employees. There was just a real general overall satisfaction with the fact that this company was offering our products and services. So to be honest, I was hoping for about 50 new members, and I was really happy to see the results. We signed 92 people. That's 76% of the people that showed up to the open enrollment meetings. And we did a total of $2,243.10 in monthly premiums. 50% of those were combo plans, 13% were Legal Shield only, 29% were Family ID Shield only, and 8% were Individual ID Shield. So we did really well. The neat part about this is, you know, I think we're all in the business to make money, and no doubt about it. But if you can sell a product where you're really helping people, that's what really matters. And in this situation, to those 92 people that enrolled, we were able to protect 230 people in total. So the HR director was absolutely thrilled with the increase in attendance and the number of people we signed. And she's already talking about having us back next year and how we can drive more attendance and participation. And so she's really looking at us not as a vendor, but more so as a partner. And I have to tell you, I'm convinced that I could not have had this level of success without the help of what I call my team, Linda Pitt, Mike Riches, and the client. We all rode together to get this level of outcome. So I know I was able to make more money with their help than I would have going it alone, and I gained a great deal of information and learned tactics through the process, and I highly encourage anyone starting out, or even those that have been doing this for a while, you know, kind of needing a refresher, to use a trainer. I recently read in Darren Hardy's new book, The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, that for every dollar that you invest in your personal development adds $30 to your bottom line. And I look at this as an investment with Linda and Mike as a personal one-on-one coaching that just will pay dividends well into the future. So I know Linda's on the line, and she's going to be up next talking about some things. But Linda, I just have to thank you very, very much for everything. And Linda, by the way, is now the new mayor of Crestline, Ohio. And so I really do appreciate it, Linda. And I gained a great friend in this whole thing and a great partner. So thank you very much.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for sharing that. What a fantastic example. And thank you for speaking about, you know, having a field trainer. I mean, that's something that I know that trepidation that you expressed is something that a lot of people feel. Hey, if I bring a field trainer in, I've got to give away 50%. And I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, when you bring the expertise and the experience, especially somebody like a Linda Pitt, it's worth so much more than that 50% of the revenue that we're giving away. A, they're just going to write more business. I mean, that's what their experience is all about. But B, and I liked how you said this, it's that one-on-one coaching that you get. And frankly, 50% of a group is a very small investment when it comes to that one-on-one coaching. And I love that quote that you shared in that regard as well. Linda, don't let him give you a bad time about snow and being from Southern Ohio, because I'm on from Texas. And so, you know, if we think we see a snowflake, we all freak out. Down here, but I do want to take the call to Linda Pitt, again, a six-figure ringer with the company, and as Mike mentioned, just recently elected as mayor of her town in Crestline, Ohio, which we celebrate that as well. Linda, congratulations to you. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this experience that you had with Mike, and then anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning as well.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, what Mike was referring to was I moved back 3 years ago back to North Central Ohio from Tennessee, where, you know, they closed the state down for a snowflake. And so of these past 3 years, I have been getting acclimated to driving in the snow, but it truly was like blizzard conditions coming into Toledo that night. But it was great. It was great. Mike and his lovely wife, Mary, opened their – I was able to stay with them that first night, which was perfect. So, you know, we were able to get up and get out going to the account. And you know, Mike did a beautiful job of setting it up, you know, knowing the people. And, you know, so when you're a trainer, sometimes there's pressure, you know, like, oh, my gosh, I hope I do a great job for him. You know, I was more worried about doing a great job for Mike than – you know, than the 50% that people talk about, because, you know, and so I go into that, and, you know, yes, I prepared the PowerPoint, yes, I read the PowerPoint, you know, and then a lot of times I think is just being yourself. And so Mike got to see Linda being herself. You know, I brought a lot of humor to the enrollment, and, you know, which I do, you know, because I know if I can get them to laugh, then they'll listen more, and, you know, and they'll pay better attention, is what I think. And so we did have a great turnout. They were excited. Everybody was asked great questions, and if we didn't know the answer, we told them, hey, well, we'll get back to you. So we were able to get the questions answered as well. So that was a lot of fun. I think that we need to do more of that. I mean, more working together with somebody and going out, because I don't know what it is. It's just that synergy where we just do more. You know, I think that's part of it. So now let's talk about some of the other enrollments I had. I had scheduled a lot in November, and I had been working an account. It's a county, and actually I was I was given the account, and from, you know, conservation. And so plus because I'm local now, you know, I also asked for that account because I knew they were not being serviced. And how do I know? Well, because, you know, I have friends that work for the county and they have no clue what my product is. So I was talking to them, and I'm networking all the time, and I was able to it's Richland County in Ohio, all right? They, believe it or not, they had the product introduced to them. They became a group in like 2001 or 1999, and I'm like, holy smokes, and they have not had any production since early 2000. And, you know, going in there, meeting with the county commissioners, and I had one county commissioner who's an attorney did not want me to tell their people. So that was one hurdle. But he did say all the elected officials could do whatever they wanted. And so I knew I had an in with the sheriff because he had been my little village of Crestline's police chief at one time. And it's all about the connections. So I went and met with him, and it took over a year to get him, because he stopped to let me come in and talk to the sheriff's deputies and then the corrections. And so it was not mandatory. I wish it was, but it wasn't. And yet when it was all said and done, I think we got about 60% of the sheriff deputies signed up, and then just a little bit of the correction officers. The interesting part was that when I was in with the correction officers, I started meeting those people who have had the plan for, you know, 20 years almost. And they spoke very highly of our plan. And now if you think about it, it's an old plan. But they were able to get that plan. It was the law officers' plan. And they convinced their other people to come talk to me, which was huge. But this one guy said, Linda, where have you been? We haven't seen a rep in, you know, at least 10, 15 years. And I'm like, well, I know. I said, but I'm now local, and now I'm your rep, and so you'll see me all the time. So I think that was really huge, is that make sure we're out there servicing the accounts that we do have, you know, making sure that we do get in there. And so then I saw the sheriff, and I saw him at a luncheon after we were said and done. And I said to him, I go, hey, I just want to thank you for setting this up. And he's like, I said, people were really wanted to know where we were. And he goes, did you tell them it was because of me? I said, no. I said, I told them because of you we were able to come in. And I said, you know, we ended up with like 20, 25 people. And he's like, no way. He goes, that's great. And he goes, I want to make sure I sign up for that too. And I'm like, I already got it filled out for you. The other thing is that when I turned the applications into the auditor, the county auditor's office, the woman I'm working with, her name is Amanda, she was like stunned. And I'm like, is there something wrong? And she goes, we've never had this many applications ever. And I started laughing. I said, well, it's because you haven't had a rep who lives local, who knows a lot of people, come in and service you. And I said, so I'm here. I'm local. You'll see me more often, and we'll make sure we get that done for you. And so so the interesting thing is I already told her I have more coming, because I had some 12-1 start dates, and I have some now 1-1 start dates. But the whole thing was very humbling. It's just like it just reinforces that we need to get out there more often. And now today, yesterday, I've been baking cookies. I take a variety of cookies with a Christmas card to all my local clients. And then I order cookies for my out-of-state clients that I have. And I think that's all, with a Christmas card and a thank you for letting me come in. Even those that maybe haven't let me in for a while, I'm taking them cookies to get in there. So I'm still out networking. I am doing, you know, identity theft talks to nonprofits to get the word out. And I just think that will pay, you know, 100% dividends later on down the field. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
I love it. Linda, thank you. Hold on just one second. Hey, honey, can you make sure that Linda Pitt has our address? I'm just kidding. Hey, thank you very much for sharing that this morning. And Linda, congratulations to you on your success. Again, you know, we know from so many times being able to hear from you and learn from you that type of engagement really does come natural, but it's also something that you're very intentional about. And I'm glad that you talked about, you know, the effort that goes on behind the scenes, the baking the cookies, the thinking of individuals, what is going to mean something to this individual or to this group, and how can I keep this contact going to where I'm not just showing up and writing business and then becoming a ghost and disappearing. And you've always done just an outstanding job at that. We appreciate your example and again, always being willing to share and talk about these things that are so crucial to our business. Thank you for your leadership, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thanks.
Let's take the call now to Valerie Lowe. Valerie, we are so excited to be able to hear from you, who I believed, but Valerie, if I'm not mistaken, just did your fourth enrollment. She's from the Pittsburgh, yes, Pennsylvania area, where we've got, I believe, our fall event next year is going to be in Pittsburgh, PA, if I'm not mistaken on that as well. So we're going to all come up to your neck of the woods and celebrate with you, Valerie. But we'd love to hear about your recent experience as well.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Mike Riches. And I thank Mark Riches also for inviting me on the call. It's an honor. I must say, I really was surprised at this particular account. It's an account that I've been calling for a year and a half, literally 18 months. Every other week, I'd give a call and never get anybody and leave messages. So I did that for about a half a year. And then I first want to say it's been a struggle, okay, from the beginning. But through the persistent calling, a surprise happened. So anyway, before I get to that part, I just wanted to thank Adam Thompson, because he's actually the one that was kind of encouraging me at this point when I was getting a little discouraged, because I kept calling and calling and I was getting nobody, literally nobody, for almost a year before this took place. So anyway, he encouraged me and he says, you know, he says, I found success in not leaving messages. And so I was like, I couldn't conceive of that. But then I started not leaving messages. And I had such a freedom, because I said, I can call anytime I want. I can call as many times as I want, and they won't know who it was that called. So I started doing that and increasing my calls to these accounts. But anyway, so one day, the owner picked up the phone, and of course I was shocked. I had to get my bearing, and he says, oh, it's a nice man, and he says, well, you know, I don't handle that. I'm going to tell you to reach my partner. So I said, oh, boy, okay. So he gave me the partner's name. So the next day I called the partner, and believe it or not, I had to call that partner for a year before I got him on the phone. And when he picked up the phone, I was very shocked, and I probably was as shocked as he was. But it took a lot of prayer, and I just, that day, I said, Jesus, I've got to have a breakthrough. So he picked up the phone that day, and so he agreed. This was on November 30th. He agreed to see me. No, was it November 30th? No, I'm sorry, October 30th, yes. And he agreed to see me. We set the date for November 7th. For me to come in, and he asked me to remind him on the 5th that we had the meeting on the 7th. So I did that. I left a message to remind him about the meeting. So I came to the meeting. So, of course, that day it poured rain, okay? All the other days were sunny. That day it poured rain. And so it was an hour commute on the bus, the train, and about 4 or 5 blocks of walking. So I got there, and it was the greatest meeting that I've ever had. I mean, he was positive. He listened to everything. And in the end, he said, well, you know, this sounds really, really good. He says, I'm surprised. I've never heard of you. Or where have you been? This is great. And then I realized I forgot to tell him about the pole in the beginning. Because, you know, with Mike's trainings, he's been teaching us what to say and all of that. So the pole, I had to say at the end because he said, well, I'm going to take a poll of my employees and see, you know, if they want this or not. So I said, oh, no, I forgot to say that. So I launched in and just told him briefly about what Legal Shield, you know, hired a third party to do the poll and told him some of the results. And he was shaking his head. And I said, you know, it's all about the presentation and you know, giving the employees a chance to hear the facts and then they can make their own decisions. So he really liked that. He says, you know what, I think that's right. And he says, you know, I feel like I would be remiss not to allow them to hear. So he says, so I'm going to talk to my partner. And I was like, oh, no, you know. And he said, I'll talk to my partner and see what he has to say. And he said, generally, he gave me, you know, generally how they meet and all of that. And he said, this would be something that we would have to break up in groups because I can't have everybody up at the same time. So it's a broker settlement type of company, and they have a legal department as well. So that took place, and we did write down a tentative date, I believe. Yes, I believe we wrote down a tentative date, and then he said he would get back to me in about a week or so to let me know, you know, what would be, if that date was a good date. So I went home, I prayed on it, and then I just said, you know what, I'm just going to forget about it. I'm going to keep going on. So what happened, he did actually call me, and he says, you know, I would like you to come in on December 4th because that's the only date that I have free, and if you could come in then, and, you know, we talked about splitting it in three different groups, to talk to the employees. So there's about 30 employees, and I was to split it in three different groups, so it'd be like 10 each group. So I would be there for probably about 2 hours. So that sounded great. So went and got all my stuff, you know, all the brochures, and did all the printing and, you know, all that. But anyway, so the enrollment day, I came in, and it ended up being only 12. So he met me. He says, I'm so sorry. There's only 12 employees. I don't know what happened to my partner because he didn't bring the sales reps because they have, you know, a number of sales reps. So anyway, I did the enroll. I did each group. And so out of 12, I got 8, which for me, that's a milestone because I usually don't get more than 40% of sign-ups. But it was such a positive experience. It was so exciting. And the people were very, very receptive. And everyone except one got the combo. So that was that was a real blessing. So I just want to thank Mike Richards because he's the one that has the series of webinars that has really helped me to have more confidence, be more organized, and I just say you have to have the training. You can't do this by yourself, and you have to be persistent no matter what, and just keep going. So thank you so much for everything.
Valerie, thank you for sharing this morning. That was fantastic. And one thing that she said that really stood out to me is she had this great DM meeting, but then she said, you know, that's great, but I'm going to keep going. And that's something that is a crucial key. So many times we'll have a great DM meeting, and then it's like we want to put all our eggs in that one basket. We just wait till that enrollment happens. And the best thing that you and I can do is just keep going. Keep adding to the pipeline. Because even if that enrollment does happen, even if it happens sooner rather than later, we're going to want something to go do after that's done as well. So very, very well said, and thank you for sharing. Let's take the call now to Kentucky, where we've got standing by Mr. Shannon Thompson. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'd love to hear from you about one of your recent successes as well.
Thank you, sir. Can everybody hear me good?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
All right. I just want to say it's been an awesome day. Monday morning coming back from Cookeville, Tennessee, from the training event that we had. The information and the notes that we were able to take and learn were just phenomenal. I just want to take a quick second to let everybody know that I've been here be 3 years in January, and I've been doing a lot of work on myself here recently, the last several months. Personal development has been a big issue for me, and I made it a permanent goal before I wanted to do good in my business to work on myself, and that has progressed me leaps and bounds into my journey with Legal Shield. Determining my why, I've been looking for 3 years now trying to figure out what my why is, and have recently found out the true meaning of my why, and it has driven me more and more to do good in this business. And recently, in the last couple of weeks, with my personal development being as strong as it is and finding my why, I have been able to set 10 DM meetings the first 2 weeks of December, and they all said yes.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, none of them said no. Everybody said yes. And I've just been just ecstatic with, you know, the outpouring from what we're working at. Everybody is wanting us to come and get in front of their employees. They know how important the identity theft situation is. As of right now, we're looking at possibly around 600 employees with these 10 DM meetings and enrollments we're going to be setting up here soon. I've got probably 7 or 8 other companies that I'm in contact with right now that are wanting us to come meet with them. It's just been a phenomenal month of December. And a couple of things that I have learned in the last few months in my personal development, some of the mistakes I've made is because my values weren't in line with my dreams. I had to evaluate what was important to me in my life and evaluate my values of my life to make my dreams and my goals come true. And I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, Shannon, thank you very much. That's fantastic. And, you know, we've heard that from several folks this morning, the importance of personal development, reading the books, listening to the audios, watching the videos on YouTube. I mean, there's so much great stuff that's out there where we can work on ourselves. And I like how Shannon talked about understanding and identifying his why. I like how Evan talked about earlier in the call that he's been in the business for 4.5 years. He's missed this call 3 times for 3 different reasons, but that's a pretty good record for 4.5 years. There are opportunities, but we have to take advantage of them. And so, Shannon, thank you very much for sharing that. Let's go to the state of Oklahoma, where we've got standing by one other speaker, and then we're going to get to go back up to Tennessee to hear from Mr. Mark Riches, our Platinum World Council member. But from the state of Oklahoma, Ms. Renee McKnight, again, a ring earner with the company, someone that we always enjoy hearing from. Renee, thank you so much for joining us on the call today. We're always excited to hear from you. We'll go ahead and turn the call over to you.
Well, good morning, everyone. What a magical time of year. It's just so exciting. It's exciting to be out. Linda and I often talk about how we love going out and doing the relationship building. And so this is a perfect time to go out, and I love seeing all of Shannon's success and hearing each other's. I'm so glad we're all together on this call. And you guys may recall, I'm trying to remember when Linda spoke, probably a month or two ago, maybe 6 weeks, and she talked about the poster, the SHRM poster with the top 5 benefits. Now, I had seen the article, right, where it's kind of you can read it and spell it out, but I really like and appreciated Linda's sharing of the poster of top five benefits. So I was out working on a newly assigned conservation group, and I really hadn't been back in that area before. And I was meeting with the, oh, she's kind of like the office manager, do it all person. And she wasn't very encouraging for her employees. But I was like, well, that's fine. I know you guys are in production. I'll have to see them one-on-one. I understand. I appreciate and value their time and, you know, just want the opportunity to make sure your employees are aware of this benefit and that they can use it. And so one of my stories is talking about just meeting with those employees. Now, a couple of them, because it was lunch hour, I got to meet together. And you know, it's knowing the product, but more sharing the stories. And you could just see as they lean forward as you're talking about how you can reach out to your law firm and know your options and your rights and make educated, informed decisions. And you're just kind of going through the whole thing, and their eyes get bigger and bigger, and they're going, and then they look at the price, and they said, is this for real? They were just like, really, this does all of this? And I go, I know. Isn't it amazing? I said, you're going to love it when you start using it. And he's like, can I ask you a couple questions? Because he had situations he had been working on for years. And so just trying to get it resolved, things off his record with a driver's license situation in another state. He's like, I don't even understand how they suspended my license, but I need all of this help. And so I kind of guided him, you know, how we could help, and it was pre-existing. So, you know, understanding there may be some expenses associated with it, but he was already looking at that. So he knew that it was going to cost him money anyway, but he wasn't having any success. So, you know, when you do things right by spending the time sharing the stories and helping people solve and have that peace of mind, peace on earth, you know, kind of, I just love this time of year. And so really making an impact in that employee's world. Do you not think that he didn't go, because she kept reiterating, and I'm like, would you stop saying that? Well, it's not required that they come. It's not a mandated benefit. And so, you know, you have to keep a positive attitude and make the best influence. I'm continuing to work and develop the relationship with the owner, who now has turned it over to a couple of his key employees to run, basically day to day. He's still there, but I'm continuing to work with them. I'm going to go in and call on them soon, hopefully this week. I'm trying to get all my Christmas goodies delivered to all my clients and discuss the small business plan, because they do qualify for that. But in regards to cold calling and getting out and calling on new prospects, so I fell in love with the poster. I said, this is quick, easy, because basically five benefits employees will love. Number one, student loan repayment assistance. Number two, pet insurance. Number three, employee assistant programs. Number four, identity theft. Number five, prepaid legal insurance. And I put my contact information on the end. And I'm not always, I used to bake all the time, and I love how Linda bakes for, and I'm like, Renee, you need to get back to doing that. But I look for quick, easy things to do. Sometimes my daughter even helps me put together little, you know, just fun snack kits. So we got the chocolate-coated popcorn and kettle corn. We get these really specialty, and it's funny because I have one of my clients that just loves them, so I'll put extra of the chocolate-coated cherries in there. I mean, and they run about $9 a pound, but they are phenomenal. We have Sprouts here, and so they had them on sale. And then we put some Ghirardelli, you know, just really special chocolates for special people to enjoy this time of year in the Lent, and we put them in little Christmas bags that we get at the Dollar Tree. And, you know, you're making that impact, that very positive impact when you're walking in. I love caring and going and purchasing the little candy canes. And, yes, I give them to my gatekeepers as I'm calling on clients, which they love getting something. They're like, oh, for me? And then I give them to, you know, all the shops that we shop at every day. These poor folks are working. So there's 500 candy canes. And we enjoy handing them out to the Salvation Army folks. But just making and creating that really positive energy around you and everyone that you meet. But I had also found these million-dollar bars, and they were at Tuesday Mornings. It's a rich dark chocolate with peppermint crunch. They also had milk chocolate, dark chocolate. And I put, you can order the stickers that look like your business cards from the Legal Shield store. I wanted to say JFA, but it's now the Legal Shield store. And I had those, and I put those on the back. And I actually dropped this off with the poster, The Five Benefits Employees Will Love, to groups or companies in that area. Now, when I did find out they offered our benefits already, which I said, fantastic, I'm so happy that you're doing that. Here, you still get to enjoy this chocolate. And then another one, she reached out to me. She goes, I am very interested in learning more. And we scheduled a time and date. And I get in there to meet with her the following week. And the gatekeeper, as we were talking, she's like, yeah, she's in a meeting right now. And I said, oh, yeah, no worries. It's a busy time of year. And she said, yeah, we just got done doing our open enrollment. My heart kind of sank a little bit. So I already knew. I'm like, okay, so we're not going to gear up, which the reality is I try to not be an open enrollment. And I will be part of it. But I actually want to come at a different time of year where we're the primary focus and the employees aren't so overwhelmed. So I'm like, okay, Renee, so we're not going to talk about coming during open enrollment or finding out when that is. We already know it's happening. And so when she called me back and we met, her first question was like, head insurance, tell me more. How do you guys help with that? So I'm thinking, oh, great. She thinks we're pet insurance. And so I said, well, we had this phenomenal member perks program that comes with our plans as part of the benefits. So I said, actually, that's what most of the employees get the most excited about. And I said, you know, I pulled up on my member perks, so we all need to know how to use our app and get in and show. And I showed her the four different options for pet insurance and the discounts that we provided. I said, this is just one of the many discounts. And I shared with her, I said, you know, I had to, and this was not when I wanted to do it, but I upgraded my laptop and I got it at Best Buy and I completely forgot, getting all caught up in the Black Friday shopping, to check on the member perks. And I was doing the presentation and I saw the Best Buy logo and went, Renee, you did not even get in there to check. And I said, I actually had not picked up the laptop yet. And so I got in and looked and I saved $159. And she's like, really? And I said, oh, yeah. And you can travel. We use the hotel, the car rental. And her eyes, you know, she was super excited. And she just, she didn't rush me out. She let me go through. She's like, yeah, I've heard of prepaid legal, you know, way back. She's been in HR for a while. And she wasn't that excited about it, but I shared a couple stories, like the one with the gentleman. You know, I said, really, your employees have legal stuff going on. She goes, I know, and I try to help them. And so she's very open. We talked about what was happening with identity theft and the Equifax settlement. I said, now there is a date in January. Let me go ahead and leave this information with you in case you have anybody that hasn't checked to see if they were impacted. But here, I said, I would love to come back. I said, one thing that the employees, because you could tell she was very touchy-feely, very involved with her employees and wanted to educate and empower them. Right. And I said, we do lunch and learn. And she's like, you do? That sounds fantastic. She goes, let me get through this open enrollment and let's look at getting you scheduled in February or March. And I said, okay, March generally is very, very busy. I have a huge account that I work with them. And so let's look at February. And she goes, that sounds fantastic. And we talked about her kids. She actually sent the candy bar over to her son in college and said, is this not a clever marketing idea? So you guys, come up with things, come up with ways that make you memorable, and just have fun with it. You will go through the numbers. Now, I called on that day. I just had a little bit of time. I called on about 6 or 7. I stopped in, and I did the same thing. She was the only one that I got a call back from, but I promise you I will be following up with the other folks to schedule times. Right. And I did pick up their card and everything else. So you can do this. You just got to keep run out and do it. And Shannon, I love watching and hearing your success, and Mike and Linda. It's so much fun. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Love it. Hey, Renee, thank you very much for sharing that. Some phenomenal tips there. And congratulations to you, not only on that group, but all the success that you've had. We look forward to seeing you very soon. Folks, I know that we're a little over time, but I do want to take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee, to hear from Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, thank you for hosting everyone at your home this past weekend that was there in Cookeville, Tennessee. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that and any other thoughts that you have to close out the call this morning.
Well, thank you. It was a great call, power-packed information. I hope all of you are taking notes. And just to me, it's super motivating that there's companies out there wanting this benefit, even wanting to fringe the benefit, pay for it for all their employees. That should motivate us all to get out this week and really make it a great and productive week. And there's thousands and tens of thousands of people looking for the services that we offer today. And they will enroll either individually or through an employee benefit if we simply take the opportunity to them. I want to take the call, first of all, real quick to Mr. Jim Tanner, standing by from Boston. Jim and his wife, Danielle, spent the weekend here in Cookeville, Tennessee. We had an incredible event. We called it our Success Academy in 2019. I just wanted Jim to share just a few thoughts about that, and we're going to have a recap of that on Thursday's call. But, Jim, great having you in Cookeville, and I know you're back home now, and it was great seeing you at the event.
Well, thank you, Mr. Richards. I'm actually not back home. We love it here so much we couldn't leave. So we left Cookeville, Tennessee, and we've been guests in the home of Adam and Alicia Thompson the last several days, and having an absolutely fabulous time here. And we got to see Shannon Thompson yesterday and have lunch with him as well. So we're just having an absolute blast. We are going to go home, and I promise we'll do that eventually. But we just love it here so much. And so many folks got to experience the community that is Success Team for the very first time this past weekend. And I know many of you are traveling home and have arrived back home with new conviction and clarity to go and build your business to even greater heights in 2020. That's what we talked about this weekend. And I also know there's a lot of folks listening this morning that would love to build a productive international sales team. They just couldn't be with us at this event this past weekend. We are today going to have the videos available from the event, the recordings from the event. We had a camera in the room capturing everything from the back of the room, and that will be available under Recruiting Resources in our back office on your successteamworld.com back office later today. So be checking for that, and you'll be able to catch all of that information. Mr. Riches, it was just a phenomenal time. I'm looking forward to everybody watching those videos as a way to catch up with what they might have missed or to get caught back up with what they experienced live. But also, we're going to come together this Thursday evening for the final time of the year 2019, because of the way the holidays are going to fall. This will be our final leadership call this Thursday evening, and that call of course takes place at 6 p.m. Central Time on the same phone number you're dialing in right now and listening to this call. So Mr. Riches, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I'll be talking with everybody in greater detail on Thursday evening. We'll have even more thoughts from folks that were in attendance live. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you. And enjoy your time there with Adam and Alicia. What a special opportunity that is. We are making some changes. We're going to be adding a new Tuesday call called Launching Your Legal Shield Business. It's for new associates in their Fast Start or Advanced to Manager period of time. That'll be launching in January. We'll be sharing the details of that new call on this Thursday. We announced it at the event this weekend, as well as we'll be changing the time of our Thursday evening call to 7 p.m. starting the new year 2020. So this will be, as he just mentioned, the final call this Thursday, and then we'll have all of our Monday calls, I think, through the holidays here. One other thing I want to mention, congratulations to Mr. Mike Riches. They have just announced at Legal Shield a new appointment for him as a new Vice President of Training for Legal Shield. Mike has been very instrumental in really helping Legal Shield with their training and getting information out to associates. And there's such a critical role there. It's not a salary position. Mike's not becoming a corporate employee. He's just helping and serving, which he has such a great heart to do. And so, Mike, we congratulate you on that appointment. We're excited that you'll have some influence there to help get resources and information to all of us and help all of us grow our businesses. I know we already have that advantage here with the success team because you're very instrumental in getting us those webinars and all of the things that you do, the online B2B certification training. I just think sometimes we take that for advantage. Most people don't have access to that, but now through this new role, you'll be able to help others have access to that information, and excited to see things happen there in 2020. Micah, it's been a great call. I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, fantastic, and thank you. And I'll tell you what, I'm excited. You know, one kind of offshoot benefit of being in this new role is we get to benefit, and we've seen this throughout 2019 as well, we get to benefit from a lot of other voices in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions, a lot of top producers that we've been able to feature on our call and on webinars this year, and we'll continue to highlight that. Excuse me. The reality is I want to hear from those who are having success, and that's why I love this morning's call. And again, we handpicked a few. We could have picked on a whole lot of other people that have had some tremendous success as well. But the more that we talk about what is working, and that's what I love about our business, that's what I love about this call and really all of the training opportunities that we have, it's not based on theory. It's not based on, you know, here's an idea that could work. It's based on what is working and what has worked in our business. And that's, we're going to continue to bring that in. We're going to continue to hear from some of the voices that we're very familiar with and that we love and care about that are almost like family to us, many of which we've heard from here this morning. And we're going to hear from new voices, get different perspectives. And as much as we can bring that to the table, you better believe that we're going to do that. So, Mark, thank you very much to you. Thank you to all of those who shared on the call this morning. We will have our call next Monday on the 23rd, this same time, 9 a.m. Central Time, as we gear up for the Christmas holiday next week. God bless every one of you. We'll look forward to joining everybody on the Thursday night, 6 p.m. Central Time, leadership call this Thursday. And with that, we wish you the very best. Let's make it a great week.